Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Is Sister
Good
Strong
evening.
On?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Praise God. Praise God.
All right, it's all yours.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome you to Talking Drums, Crown Talking Drums, Empowering Talk Radio. Where the Apostle Willie J. Armstrong is founder and CEO. And I am your host, Renee. And so I want to welcome you all again on this Monday evening. I pray that your day went well. And at this time, I am going to open with a prayer. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, I come to you this evening giving you thanks and praise, oh God, thanking you for this, another day, this, another week, a new beginning, oh God, that you have created. And Lord, I and all rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for the activities of our limbs, O God, for the very breath that we breathe, O Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, to touch everyone on this line, O God. And Father, I ask you to touch me, Father, Lord. Take me out of self, O God. As I discuss your word, Father, Lord, let it not be me discussing it, but the spirit that dwells within me, your spirit which dwells within me. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Tonight, this evening, I want to go over, if I can ask you to turn to the book of Acts, and the 17th chapter 17. The book of Acts, chapter 17, beginning at the 30th verse. The 30th verse. And I'm going to continue until the 31st verse. So once again, that's the book of Acts. Chapter 17, beginning at the 30th verse. And I'm going to be reading into your hearing from the New King James Version. Truly, these times of ignorance. Wait a minute, excuse me. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead, Amen. And so as I examine that scripture, Paul's message is to the Athens. These are people whom are described as intelligent, intellectuals, philosophers. In that time and period, in that city, they were worshiping unknown gods. They were known for great beauty, beautiful temples and art, and all of the material beautiful things of the world. And this is what they place their value and their trust in. And so I bring that message to you today because, as then, we live at present in a day and a time in a nation who pretty much worships themselves and everything in the world, the material things of the world, instead of worshiping God, the Almighty God, the God of the universe, the God who created the earth and all that's in it. And so, just as in biblical times, it now speaks to us today. Just as Paul's word in Acts 17:30-31 speaks to the philosophical, self-centered, intellectual people then, today, to many of us, those who lead, who lead God out of the equation of life. The cult worshipers, those who say Jesus is merely a man, he's a prophet, and not the Son of God, he's not the Son of God, he is not the living God. In fact, he isn't even God himself, just merely a man, no power, just merely a mortal. So why put faith in him? Or for this fact, why put our faith in God? There are some that seem to think that they hold the power all in their hands, that they are in control of their very lives, their very destination, their very destiny. These are people, those who would rather place their faith in just believing in a higher power. There's a higher power. We don't give him a name. We don't look at him as anyone, a being, or anyone existing. He is just unknown, but he's there, but he's a higher power than us. There's something sad about that. These are people that they see through their eyes as reality. You know, what they see is reality. Instead of placing their faith in God, the creator of the entire universe, and the one who makes all realities come true. The Almighty God that is able to make all our realities come true. I say, as I believe Paul would say to us today, in these days and times, wake up and grow up. When you were a child, you thought as a child, but now you are grown up. It's time to let go of the ignorance. It's time to let it go, put it away. In times past, God overlooked our ignorance. As we critique the scriptures, time and time, his very chosen people, the Israelites, he gave them all that they could possibly want, all that they could possibly need. And each time they failed him over and over again, they were disobedient. They were self-centered. They were in tune with them, their own selves. Some of them, they created graven images, would rather worship any thing that they could see rather than believe in God, who was their, who is and still is their provider. Over and over. And in these times, this message goes out to us. Jesus says in Luke 13, 3 and 5, it says in Luke, I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Without God in our lives, we are heading for doom. We may look at the temporary things of this world and place our value in it, but these things are going to go. They are going to fade away. And we're going to fade away right with them. Unless we wake up and stop being ignorant. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. God sent his only begotten Son to save us from an eternal death, and to save us from perishing. It is not his desire that any perish, but all come to know him. He tells us over and over. He gives us chance over and over. It is time for us to be aware. Wake up. Stop being ignorant. We need to know that God has appointed a day in which not even Jesus, God's only begotten Son, nor the angels know when Jesus will return. And it would behoove us to get ready, to get ourselves ready, to get our lives right, to serve a God who loves us, who is compassionate, who cares about us, who cares about our every need, who supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory. So Paul is standing on the Areopagus. It's translated Morris Hill in the King James Version. In the city of Athens, he's surrounded by these intellectuals of the city. He takes the starting point of his sermon when he reads in the above passages that through observation, he's seeing this. He's looking around. He's commending them. Oh, this is really beautiful. But you know, you need to know something else. You need to know who is the creator of all the beauty that is around you. Who is the giver of life? Who makes it all possible? Oh, I see that you've rejected these unknown gods, and they are engraved in gold, but you have someone who sits high on the throne. He sits on the circle of the earth. He hears our pleas. He hears our cries. He knows, or he's all-knowing. He's all wisdom. He's all the wisdom that we will ever need. All he asks is that we seek understanding. With all our understanding, we gain wisdom from him. And so I'm saying to some of us today that there are some altars that we've erected. Oh, maybe not outwardly, but in our hearts. There are some altars that need to come down in our hearts. The altars of pride, the altars of selfishness, the altars of covetousness, jealousy, deceit, lies. These are all altars that we secretly build within. And just like Gideon, I believe in the book of Judges, he pulled these altars down. He was given a mission to pull the altars down that these people had erected. And I say to you today, we have the power, the authority to pull these altars down that we create in our hearts. These false altars do us absolutely no good. And so I am saying that we need to stop being ignorant, stop being foolish. God is self-existent. Nobody made him. He's self-existent all by himself. We have, he's above all. He sees all. He knows all. And so this is more of not of a discussion, but feel free to comment your thoughts, what you are thinking about what I've just said, because truly we are living in a time where I was looking at a report, and I should have pulled it up. We talk about, I posed the question last week, and I was talking about love. And I asked some of the viewers, some of the listeners, how did they think the youth of today react in regards to love and hope? And as I was reading this report, it stated that since the pandemic, more youth are now reading the scripture, they are praying, more youth than the generation of our time. And that is astonishing. I'm happy to hear it. I'm overjoyed. And then also it gives me food for thought. It makes me wonder, what are we doing? What are we doing? Are we doing all that we can instead of pulling down our generation, our new generation coming up? What are we doing to lift them up? And so I'm going to open the line for anyone to comment at this time. Feel free to comment.
Evangelist Strong?
Yes, ma'am.
I also want to acknowledge Apostle Armstrong. This is Sharon Phillips. And
hello, Sharon Phillips. Praise God. I'm glad to hear you on the line.
It's good to hear you on the line. Excellent teaching through the Holy Spirit. And I'm just listening, thinking about pull down these altars and the scriptures you were referencing very powerful in that we have come to a place where we are so intelligent and we are so advanced, and we hear more and more about the automation, the AI, but yet we have a difficult problem. It becomes difficult for us to believe and understand that in the midst of all this technology and the advancements that we have made, it has to be more than just us. There has to be a mighty being that mm-hmm. has given us this wisdom and this knowledge.
Yeah.
But yet we have such a hard time finding him. We have such a hard time discovering who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be to our advantage to examine ourselves. What altars have we built up within ourselves, as you stated? And even in the scripture you talk about with the in Athens, and they had sculptures, created altars that served so many different gods. And I believe mm-hmm. this is where they had one to the unknown God.
That's right.
And for them to have one to the unknown God, it has to be telling that there's more than
mm-hmm.
just these structures we have created.
That's right.
There's not total fulfillment in the altars that we worship. There
mm-hmm.
has to be more.
Praise God.
But the way they acknowledged it, they said to the unknown God.
Mm-hmm.
because there's more. And so it would be to our advantage to self-examine ourselves, search ourselves.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that phrase where it says, ignorance of the law is no excuse. And so we've got to pick up our Bibles. And any additional commentary or helps that will cause us to better understand and seriously be committed to developing a personal, an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's right. Praise God. Praise God. Powerful statement. Powerful comment. I thank you for that comment.
Thank you for allowing me to express myself.
Yes, that was a powerful comment. I thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else have any comments or anything that they would like to add? Feel free. Okay. Any constructive criticism? Any disagreements? We can agree to disagree. Okay. Well, with that in mind, I will say this, that as I was thinking about that particular, those particular passages of Scripture, I was thinking about how we try to justify in our own mind, some of us, not all of us. You see, this Blog Talk Radio title, Faith, I would like very much to have interaction, not just of believers in the faith, but of those who are desiring to find the truth, and even those who don't know the truth, comment. Feel free to comment.
Well, my comment is this, is that the world has tried to make everything so complex. So complex.
Exactly.
So we come to the word, and then you got all of these know-it-alls. They
read it,
and they come up with their interpretation, and they want to overlay their interpretation on us, and we are supposed to believe and follow what they say. My thing is the word. What does the word say?
Mm-hmm.
If we accept the word is what gives us power.
Power.
Word is what gives us authority.
That's
not what Uncle Jane or Uncle James or my grandmama said, but it is
right.
The word itself. And we can read the word for ourselves. And then whenever we exercise that word, that's when we have power and authority.
Amen.
That's what I found.
That is what I was trying to predict. We live in a society that is high tech. it is computerized. Everything is ran by computers. The world is pretty much centered on a button. Everything is accessible. Everything is man-made, pretty much. We have to come to a point where we have to not just sit back and say there is someone over the universe. There's a power over the universe that, yes, I want to believe in, but I want him to fit. I want him to fit in my world. You know,
right.
I want him to fit in my world. I want that higher power. It doesn't mean it has to be a man. It could be a woman. But whatever it is, I want him to fit in my world. I don't want to fit. I don't want to succumb to him. I don't want him to have power and dominion and authority over me. Which he gives to us.
That's right.
However, we are so blinded, and when I say ignorant, I don't mean to offend anyone, but I use that word because it's used in the scripture. And what it basically means is we're being so blinded. Blinded. The truth. And who is the truth? Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the life. And we've got to learn to, when we see these, we got to be able to speak out. It's time to speak out.
Yeah.
You people who do not believe in or you teach our children that Jesus is not the Son of God. Jesus is merely a man. Well, you know, it's time for us to stop just settling for it. No, he is the Son of God. He is God. He has all power and authority in his hands. And power that he has, he's given to us. It's time for us to just stop, some of us to stop just sitting around and accepting these things, these false religions, and accepting some of our children. I don't know how to tell you, some of our children are just getting tainted before their lives before they've even begun to live their lives.
Yes.
They're being influenced because let's face it, that's an easier way. I don't have to live under anybody's God who I don't see. You know, they look at God as the unknown God. You know? They're looking at him as the unknown God when he is very real.
Yes.
I just think it's time. I look at, and I'm going to say it, whatever, Jehovah's Witnesses. They are superb in teaching. They will get out and teach. Some of us won't, but they'll get out, regardless of the weather, whatever. You'll see them walking, going door to door teaching. But are they teaching? But what are they teaching? Are they teaching the right thing? And we know God has given us the word in the form of his story, the word in the form of man. He came, he took on flesh, he dwelt among us. How much proof do we need? How much power do we need to exercise the authority that he has given us? What is it going to take?
Well, what is happen? What I see is happening now. God is revealing the truths that has been hidden in the words that we have been given. As opposed to now, he's taking us to the Word. The Word. And that is where the power comes. And that is what our ancestors had, and that their reason that they was able to overcome all those hardships that they were faced with and remain faithful. They knew the word. And see, they knew that that image, the Bible also said you shouldn't create an engraven image. Well, what they have done, the Western have created that image. And if you really be honest about it, it's hanging up in the church. It's hanging up in our living room. That's the image. So what we have started doing is worshiping an image.
All right.
Worshiping the image. And we expect that image to do something for us. And that image has done has kept us in bondage. Have enslaved us, and are coming out now, out from under it. But what he's done, the devil has done, he sent these people calling themselves Black Hebrews. I'm just calling them out, Black Hebrews. They want to take us back to Egypt, and we have been shown the promised land. Through the birth and death of the Son.
That's right.
And
That's right.
That Son is the Word. Where his power was the Word that God had given him. That's the power that Jesus has. It's the Word. And I know, I can testify to the fact that my belief was in the Word that Jesus gave whenever the enemy attacked us when we were on the sixth floor of our apartment in Atlanta. And I finally was able to say Jesus. And when I said that evil spirit went out the window like a ball of fire. It was red and it was different colors, and it went out the window. We were on the sixth floor. So it wasn't a person. It was a spirit. But that spirit knew that it wasn't the image of Jesus. It knew that I knew the word that was behind him. The one that sent him is the word. Because that's the one that kicked him out of heaven. Whenever he started his little insurrection up there. So he knows that power and authority now.
Right.
And he knows that Luke 10:18-19. But now we got to stopping at 18:19. We got to go to 20. And that way, that's where we get our insurance. I'm calling it insurance. That's how I call it. When Jesus chastised those disciples, they came back. And I could see them. They had to be brothers. Man, look at what we did. We cast out. Oh, man, did you see that one run? Jesus said, hey, y'all chill out. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Now, you rejoice in the fact that your name is written in heaven. That's what some versions say. And that way that devil can't come back at you because he's going to come back. Now he knows he got to go to God. He got to go to God and get permission. to come back at you. And God ain't going to give him permission because you stood on God's word, and that's what got rid of him in the first place.
It is the word that is rooted, that needs to be rooted and grounded in us.
That's right.
And like you said, there is power in the word. It's like when the demons out. And it wasn't merely that he stood up and they were fearful. It's the power that he has, he has, because he's God.
Yep.
And that power, when we accept him as our personal savior, when we accept who he is,
right,
and the power that's within him, that will indwell in us. That same power will indwell in us, so that when these demons and this evilness or sickness befalls us, by faith in him, we have the power to speak life over our very own selves. So, yeah, it is time, I think, that we really need to take a look at the scripture that says he has given us power and authority to trample over serpents and scorpions, and we need to look at that and take it for what it is.
Yeah.
He's given us the power.
He watches over his word to perform it.
Go ahead. What did you say?
He watches over his word to perform it. And there's
That's
no
right.
way it's going to return void to him. He will accomplish what he pleases. And he will cause
That's
that
right.
situation to prosper.
That's right.
That's his word.
That's And we can sit down and we can put up all type of images, man-made images, and we can light all the candles we want, and do all the chants that we want, but they have no power an authority over us. They can't do anything for us.
Yeah.
It is only God.
That's right.
It is only God.
Amen.
I see a number on here beginning with a 678 area code. And then I see somebody with a Pardon me?
Sharon Phillips, 678.
Okay, I see a 804. Okay. Well, I am going to close this out, or actually, I'm going to close this out in prayer. And are there any other comments you'd like to make at this time, Apostle? Any comments or anyone?
I'd just like to ask for prayer for a project that we are about to venture out on for the young people. We are looking for building and be looking for the Creator to open the floodgates of heaven and send somebody to make substantial donations so we can get the building and renovate it. for a 24-hour program, 24/7 program for our youth.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What about you, Sister Sharon? Minister Sharon, I'm sorry.
Sharon is fine. You can always call me Sharon. Asking for prayer to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, because each day we face so many distractions, so many interruptions.
Yes.
Satan is always on a tilt. And to have a strategy against the attacks of the enemy, because many times we already know how he's going to attack.
Yeah.
If you get up too late, it can really detour your day. But if you can get up early, and start out with prayer early before the distractions, it makes the day more fruitful, whether it's victorious or challenging. It's still victorious because we started out with him and we trust him in that day.
Yeah.
So that's my prayer, that, you know, that the Lord continue to help me keep aware of his distractions and have a strategy, a plan of attack against those attacks. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, for who you are, oh God, for who you are in lives, oh God. I thank you for the marvelous work that you are doing right now, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for you have all power, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that you sit on your throne, you encircle the universe, oh God, and you are over all things, oh God. We can't do anything without you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, oh God. You are holy, oh God, holy. You said, I am that I am. You are jealous, God.
You will have
no one before you, God. When, Lord, do we realize that, oh God? Help us, oh God. We need help, oh Lord. We crying on you for mercy, oh God. Have mercy on us, oh God. Forgive us of our sins, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, forgive us of our sins, those secret sins that we call ourselves hiding deep within, oh God. But you know, God, you know our very thoughts before we even they become a thought, oh God. You know it in our heart, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We just thank you, oh God. This hour, this time, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for this broadcast, oh God. I thank you, Lord, and I'm asking you, Lord, to send people, oh God. Send your youth, oh God.
Yes.
Let your word go out to your youth, oh God. Oh, Father God, there are some of us that want to sit complacent, oh God, and be satisfied and let the word just take root in us, oh God. And Father,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
you said, Lord, that your word would be like a fountain, oh God, and then it would spring up from our bellies like rivers of water, oh God. But Lord, as long as we come and take the word in, we come and drink from the fountain and we take the word in, and the fountain is stagnated, God. It can't go anywhere. It just sits still, oh God. But Lord, let your word become a river of water in us, oh God.
Yes,
that
Lord.
May
thank
flow
you.
From home to home. Place to place, job to job, people to people, oh God.
in the name of Jesus right now, Jesus. Oh God. I'm praying, Lord, that you touch every sick and afflicted, God, all over land and country, oh God. Touch them, Lord. You know what they are in need of, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, go into the prison cells, oh God, and touch the minds, oh God, of the violent people, of the people who are just not in there for violence, oh God, just in there, Lord, because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time, oh God. But, Lord, I tell you, Lord, you know that we can be imprisoned in our minds, oh God. And so that I ask that you release the chains that bind us, oh God, the chains of sin, oh God, the chains of depression, oh God, the chains of anxiety, oh God, the chains of the enemy who wants to keep us bound and keep us down, oh God. Father, Lord, I ask that you create this program, oh God, the program for the youth, oh God. I see it, oh God. I see it, oh God. I see children coming from far and far away, oh God.
Thank you.
And you said, when Papa see what thus says the Lord. He's already ordained it, Jesus, that bonds of people are just going to call them and pour in bonds, oh God. Bonds are just going to start pouring in the name of Jesus. I know it. I believe it, oh God.
To have a good night. May God bless you.
and keep you and strengthen you. Until next Monday, I say shalom.
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 Yes, it
yes.
is.
God bless
in all
you.
Things.
Amen. All right.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank God
Good
for
night.
You.
Good night. Good night.
God bless you.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night.